Tough times don't last. Only tough people last. But even the toughest, you know, feel the pinch in tough economic times. We've all had to give up something over the last, particularly, almost 2 years. A little something we enjoy, a little treat. What's yours? To me, it's been a cup of good coffee every day. Once a week, I stop at a coffee shop which I like to go to and stop buying coffee there. But what have you sacrificed? Now, there's a chain of coffee stores. It's called Espresso Coffee, and you may have heard of it. They're here in Cape Town and other parts of the country as well, where everything was 10 rand. I'm saying everything from a juice to a croissant to a bowl of oats to a cup of very, very decent coffee. 10 rand was being the operative word. Inflationary pressure is felt by all. Now everything is, in fact, 12 rand. It may not be much. It's an extra 2 rand, but it does affect what this business has been pitching itself on. Now, Nicolene Elaladad is the owner of Espresso Cafe. Nicolene, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing here on the show?
I'm very good. Thanks, Lester, for having me. How are you?
Very good. That's, look, you branded yourself. You used it as your shtick to attract people with everything is 12 rand, is 10 rand, easy to market. People come in with a singular 10 rand note or 5 2 rands or 2 5 rand coins, and they could get their coffee, their sandwich, their juice. You've now, because of inflationary pressures, had to increase that price to 12 rand. Not much to some, but in order of what you guys have branded yourself as, probably not a very easy decision to make.
No, not at all, Lester. From the beginning, we wanted to make sure that people know that we were going to be the best price coffee shop in South Africa. Mm-hmm. So we had a very big mission to do that. But even through the past few years when, you know, the VAT went up, which about 2 years ago, and even through COVID, we were able to keep the 10 rand. But our vision for our brand is to expand into the future. And we actually have a goal for 2025 to have 125 stores. And my mission is not to do this alone. I want to bring along franchisees. People have always dreamt of owning a coffee shop to do this with me. And that really inspires me. When I see someone join who's always dreamt of owning their own business, that lights me up like fire. So for me to be able to do that and create a successful, sustainable business, we had to look at our pricing and decide how can we make this business successful, but not for today, not just to survive COVID, but to survive long term. And that is why we've had, you know, push it up to 12 rand.
Let's start when you guys started. The decision to say, and you've mentioned a few reasons, the idea is in expanding, the idea is making it easily accessible to people buying to a franchise, but also pricing is very important, and particularly not just from a cost per product point of view, but also from a marketing point of view. Me as a customer seeing your coffee shops, knowing, okay, that's where I know I'm going to get a decent sandwich, a decent coffee, and I know I'm going to be paying in denominations of 10 rand for every item. It's a really big marketing pull. What was the response when you open up the stores and you told people, you know, everything in the store, from your cappuccino to your croissant, $10.
Yeah, it was interesting. We had a lot of people who loved us and a lot of people who hated us. People were in disbelief. We had people come literally from all corners of Cape Town to our first store, which was in Durbanville, just because they could not believe that it was possible. And the second thing that people couldn't believe was that the size of our items were big compared to what they expected you would get for 10 rand. So for us, we did a lot of investigation and we figured out that things don't have to be that expensive, but we also come from the business world where if you sell quantity, you're able to make profits. So we wanted to tap into that market and we wanted to offer everybody in South Africa the opportunity to afford a cup of coffee every day. I don't want this to be a luxury for people. I want people to be able to bring their whole family with 100 rand and be able to afford, you know, the small joys in life.
I'm sure that must have also been very helpful with accounting issues in your business.
Everything's very simple. It was. Now it becomes a bit more complicated, but it was very simple when it was 10 rand, yes.
That's, okay, so 2 rand is... It's not much to me. I have a few 2 rands lying in my cigarette holder or my ashtray holder in my car. But 2 rand can mean a lot to many people. What adjustments have you had to make to a business overall? You have franchises around the country. Just that simple adjustment of a 2 rand to branding. To signage, to even the familiarity that customers have. What impact has it been? Simply just changing from 10 rand to 12 rand.
Yeah, now changing something like this, you know, it does sound quite simple, but it is quite a big decision that we had to make. And there was a lot of cost involved in obviously rebranding the brand itself, but also prepping and preparing your loyal customers that this is coming. And the response that we've had from our loyal clients is that, you know, they will still support us no matter what. In fact, they expected this to happen before COVID already. So everybody was kind of waiting for us to make a change. But in the long run for us, I think if we stay focused on the success of the business, our customers, the ones that might have left because they were upset about the 12 rand, they came back because we also launched 4 new products during this time to keep it interesting. We're also looking at adding 2 more in the next couple of months, just to keep it always interesting, which I think in any business is very important to keep your audience, you know, your audience like interested in what you do and just to keep them coming back.
So you're saying that there's been an impact and some people have actually felt as if they're jilted customers simply because you changed from 10 rand to 12 rand?
Oh yes. We've had some very upset clients. We've had people calling us, say they'll never come back. And I respect everybody's choice. I think anywhere you go, that's your choice. That's what makes you who you are. But I do understand that it's an inconvenience maybe to some people. But this is like I said, I have to think of the bigger lifespan of my business. And this is what works out better for us. It gives us a little bit more room to be profitable also, which makes us able to create more products for the brand, which is very important if you want to be able to stay here for the next couple of years.
Simply, like, coffee is one of those things that you get on the go. You walking around town and person's message here saying that they pick up a cup of coffee every morning from you guys. And there was a time when South Africa was in, well, we're still in lockdown. We're not in a hard lockdown. People are moving about. What was the impact of a business like yours when we had very little movement of people, particularly people walking to work in the morning, grabbing a cup of coffee on the way?
Yeah, for us, the mask ability that you can't walk and drink and eat in shopping centers or that type of environment has massively affected what people do with their items. Because in the shopping centers, it's kind of a thing. You go buy a coffee and you walk and drink. But now people just do that on the way out. But it's almost like they had to adjust their own habits of how they shop and how they would purchase from us. And we have been very fortunate that throughout the COVID time, didn't have to let any of our staff go because of that. We didn't have to close any stores because of COVID. So we're very blessed in that aspect because we do run our business slightly different than I think a lot of entrepreneurs do. Mm-hmm. But the COVID aspect of limiting you on eating and drinking, I think, has been more of a mall environment. Some of our stores are street-based. Mm-hmm. So some of the ones that we have in Cape Town itself, people will still eat and drink on the street. But the ones in the malls do definitely feel it a little bit more, unless they actually sit down in the cafeteria areas where they can actually enjoy it.
And have you had to close any stores and when we were in lockdown?
No, not at all. No.
You have 9 stores in Cape Town so far, as far as I can count. What's the plan?
Yeah, we've got some exciting plans. Last week, we just opened our 30th store in Park Square in Durban, and we are very excited to announce that in Canal Walk, we already have a store. It's been there 4 years. It's in one of the exit ways, but we're opening a kiosk, which will be store number 31 before the end of December, and that will be across the opening of Game. So that will be our new little baby that we're adding to the Cape Town area.
Well, I wish that you people see the reasoning of you having to increase your prices from 10 rand to 12 rand per item. Inflation affects us all, and I hope people still come supporting you. I think it's a great idea to keep, you know, some of the luxuries that, that we do enjoy. And some, for some of us, that's as small as a cup of coffee, you know, at a basic standard price in a manageable unit. So now people approach you with a 10 rand note and a 2 rand coin. I hope that's not too difficult for them, Nicolene.
Yes, no, I hope so too. And I invite everybody to welcome us into the Cape Town kiosk. We're going to have some awesome specials running in the first 2 weeks. So they must just follow us on social media and they could win a few prizes. And yeah, just to come and see us and see all the new items that we'll be adding in the next couple of weeks as well.
Nicolene Alhada, she's the owner of Espresso Cafes around the country. It's a coffee shop chain that had everything selling for 10 rand, whether it be a cup of coffee, whether it be a bowl of oats, whether it be a sandwich, it was 10 rand. But inflation hits everyone. 9 set of 10 rand, 12 rand.